Hi, everybody. Let me take you back to a moment in time that you were pursuing a big goal. Be it that school you wanted to study in, that job you wanted to have, that opportunity you were pursuing, that client you wanted to acquire, that deal you wanted to close, that sum of money you wanted to make, and then everything aligned, everything worked out, and you succeeded. It happened. What happened there? Ever stood still and analyzed the event to understand? Or did you start chasing the next phase, execution, making it happen? And then the sequence started again, a new goal, pursuing it with all your heart and soul, hoping, worrying, chasing, grinding, and repeating that for everything that really matters. And you are doing the same again and again and again, right? But when you stand still and try to understand the dynamics, you will see the big picture. Today, in this session, we want to dissect with you what happens when we break through, why it worked then, and how to move this from being a coincidence to something we do on purpose and by design to achieve our breakthroughs. I'm Badia Mushtaq from Answer Inside Transition and Skill Institute from Amsterdam, and this is our Countdown to a Breakthrough 2024 series with me live in the session, my co-founder, Tjeerd Hunnekens. Tjeerd.
Yeah, hi, I'm Tjeerd Hunnekens, business coach and transformation lead. Looking forward to a breakthrough 2024 for us, our clients, and our partners. Love to be on air with you. Back to Medea.
Thanks, Tjeerd. So what brought us together is our interest in understanding breakthroughs in business and how we are at the center of it all and that we can make it happen. Having worked for decades in transforming and growing businesses, both of us, and mentoring and offering therapy to hundreds of professionals, leaders, and founders, we started seeing deeper truths. We are not only the seers, we have been unknowingly directing the whole show from the inside out. Today, in this session, we want to talk about what are the real barriers that stand between any entrepreneurs or change makers and their breakthroughs, and how we can remove these barriers in order for us to thrive. But then we will hold a 10 minutes Q&A session. We will discuss and tackle the challenges that you are facing. And the Q&A session will be facilitated by Tjeerd. We will then conclude with a recap with the takeaways from the session. So let us start. We'll start by talking about the real barriers to breakthrough and how to tackle them. Based on our years and years of work on the subject, we could conclude that breaking through in business finds its source in three things: our psyche, our spirituality, and our skills. Breakthroughs are an internal job. When we get the inside right, the outside starts magically fixing itself. It is pretty straightforward. When we start understanding this, we start giving more attention to our inner world than to external events. So let's look closer to the psyche. Behind our eyes, deep, deep in our minds, we have old programs running. Yes, me, you, Tjeerd, everybody. Working as a therapist with clients helped me normalize this, because before I thought, it's only me, it's only a friend. But now, having the opportunity to look with clients inside their minds with hypnotherapy, what I discovered is that we are all dealing with the same, but nobody's talking about it. Be it in connecting with people, in being deserving of opportunities, deserving of money and success, in being seen, heard, and understood, whether that what we would say will impact others and make a difference, whether what we know is enough to step up, write, publish, and share, and take the lead. There is so much garbage stuck in our minds that needs to be taken out so that we can live our full lives and stand in our personal power and do what we are here supposed to do. So that's our psyche. And now let's move to spirituality. Next to the realm of the mind, there is another realm, spirituality. I call it the secret gateway. Society often overlooks this, and it stays therefore hidden for the masses. They never teach us this at school or at home. Our parents don't even know about it. Some lucky ones have parents who are more spiritual and know the secret gate. The more you start understand it's this real, the more access you start having to your limitless power and possibilities. And you start using it to shape your reality. You know, hard work alone isn't enough for success. And it usually leads to burnout. There's an alternative. And that's unveiling the unseen world where our uniqueness and purpose really matter. In this realm, we have a number of principles that we can share with you. We all have a divine code. We are all unique, and we have unique blends of traits, talents, a purpose, a vital contribution for the world. We all have a calling and a mission. We just need to be aware of it. Our soul carries it, and there is a longing that keeps calling, basically, until we listen. We are connected to the cosmic energy, to the big oneness, and we are all channels of universal energy and part of that larger oneness. We all have a unique function and contribution. The only barrier standing between us and bringing this contribution to life are our limiting beliefs and the conditioning that we have been subject to. We are all interconnected, and our purpose here is to serve, to embrace the abundance that flows through us, and to share it with the world. Knowing that, in this act of giving, we receive tenfold. So we are supposed to contribute to the wellness, to the oneness, and to be a contributing positive factor. If everybody does the same, we'll be living really in an amazing world. And we don't need to wait until everybody does it. We can start, and others will follow. We have all access to divine abundance, and abundance is not just a dream, but a living reality. It's woven into the very fabric of existence. It is a testament to the infinite generosity in the universe. A reminder that scarcity is an illusion. When we align our consciousness with the energy of abundance, we open the floodgate of limitless possibilities and endless blessings. So let me just recap. So I said we have a divine code, we have a mission, we are connected to a bigger energy, we have a unique function and contribution, and we're all interconnected, and we live all in abundance. The moment that we start being aware of it, we start experiencing it. And the thing that drives all this is basically our awareness. Awareness, in my opinion, is the key to real breakthrough. That's where everything starts. When we learn to achieve heart and mind coherence, and that's the place where the awareness emerges, we start accessing inner guidance, we start accessing ideas and intuition, and we start getting really guidance from the inner world that we are usually not aware of because our attention is so much focused on the outside world. This knowledge is what will help you break free from fear, limitations, and enable you to use your limitless potential and become a catalyst and change maker. When you start gaining this knowledge, you will understand that you have everything in you that you need, and that the world is plotting to do you good all the time, no exception, and that all will be well with you. So now we covered the psyche, we covered the spirituality, and now let's go into skills. So when we have the inside right, there are a few skills we need to master for breaking through with our business. I'm not going to come with a list of 40 things, just 5. The first one is taking really strategic actions. What you see are people who basically are running behind everything and spreading themselves too thin. It means they are not focused. If you want to achieve results, you need to have goals, specific goals, and just go after those and ignore all the other distractions. The second skill is managing growth and profitability. So growth is something that you really need to nurture and to manage, and so does your profitability. Then people skills and public speaking abilities. I think these are clear because in your business, you are dealing with clients, with suppliers, with employees, with funders. And your people skills are so essential to keep the relationships good and to increase the willingness of others to do things for you and to support you during the process. Then turning ideas into reality, that's number 4. A lot of people start with an amazing idea, but it stays an idea. And others are able to take an idea and polish it, make it better, and start moving it step by step to reality. That is what makes the difference between entrepreneur and, yeah, a dreamer. Skill 5 is selling while serving with impact. A lot of people are good at selling, but they sell you something and they're not serving. It's about cashing in. And what happens is that you regret even the sale that you've done with them. The best salespeople are the ones who sell you something and are really pursuing, serving you, and creating value for you, long-term value. If you become one of these entrepreneurs who does that, I'm sure your business will thrive. And then for sure, continuous reading, learning, and growing. So in summary, breakthroughs are an internal job. When we get the inside right, the outside starts magically fixing itself. All we need is to focus on a healthy psyche, be grounded in our spirituality, and have the core skills needed to get our business to succeed. So now that we've discussed this, we are going to move to a 10 minutes of Q&A session. I'm going to ask Tjeerd to take the floor and manage this. Thanks, Tjeerd.
Thanks, Medea, for elaborating on the positive story about how we can break through our barriers and succeed in business. Now, let me see what questions are there. At first question about our psyche. You said that we are running old programs. I recognize that, but how to overcome these?
So, old programs have been embedded in our psyche, usually by parents or teachers or events that happen with friends, usually between 0 and 7 years old. And they took their place now in the psyche. And if you want to remove them, you can remove them. It's like pulling a rotten tooth. So you need to go into your subconscious, and there's supervision for sure, and remove those limiting beliefs and rewire your mind. That's something that we do with rapid transformational therapy, and it works really effective in just 90 minutes. So there are methods to do this, and I find rapid transformational therapy one of the best methods for it. And I see this happening times and times with clients I work with, that the things that are hindering them from their subconscious and old programmings can be removed. Back to
you. Let me see, looking at the next question. This one is about spirituality. How can you train this and get in contact with the wholeness or oneness, as you said?
So yeah, that's practice. So when we work with clients on this, we get them first to become aware. So we use a method called the Silva Ultramind. That's the a more practical way of meditating and starting basically to manage your subconscious and your ego. It takes like 21 days to get a grip over that and to start becoming aware of your thoughts. Once that works, you start going also to a calmer mind. And in that calmer mind, you get in a point of what we call coherence between heart and mind. And something really amazing happens. You're completely in your heart and you feel really a spark. You are in line with you sense your soul. And that's what we call a zero point. When you get in the zero point, you start getting ideas, intuition, and you keep practicing that and that. It's like you never talked to your heart or soul in the past, and now you start making space to do that. And you make the periods that you are there longer and longer. And we usually advise in our practices 21 minutes of stillness and being in your heart. Once you start doing that, magical things really happen. So all big writers that I really admire, like for instance Wendyer, talk also about the gap. That's the point where you become nothing and you become everything. So Wendyer wrote all his books, I think like more than 30 books, and really brilliant books from this point of the gap. So this is more the practical part about spirituality. And I think if you get the old programmings and the nagging ego away, you learn to get still without that your mind and ego are bothering you. You go into your heart / soul. You reach a point where you are nothing and you are everything. From that point, you get intuition, downloads, and then really magic starts happening. I hope this answered your question.
Thanks, Medea, for explaining this magic key. Last question for today. How to sharpen my skills, Medea? Where do I find time and money for this?
So, yeah, I think that the fastest thing that you can do is... I would say start by reading. That's an essential thing. There are things that we advise to our clients are basically, it costs around $14 to get access to an application of Amazon. It's called Audible, where you can download books. You get a book per month. For sure, you can buy more books, but start with a monthly read, one book per month. If you would read amazing books, 12 per year, that's already 36 books in 3 years. And multiplied by 10, multiplied by 12, your knowledge will go up and you will get inspired all the time. Another thing is we advise clients to work with a mentor. And that helps because you don't need to try to find out everything on your own, because it's quite tiring. You are into the hassle of work, of delivering, of building your business, and it helps to have a moment with a coach that with whom you can discuss and learn and get the guidance on the next steps. We know that some entrepreneurs have difficulties finding the cash flow to get this possibility. And we have, in our Transition and Skill Institute, we set up a program called Unleash Your Breakthrough. And this program is a 12-month program with a planner, a physical planner that they can use for planning the days and learning good habits. And writing their goals and executing on their goals. And the other part of it is a monthly courses that we offer. And it's basically packing hundreds of books and knowledge in 1 year. We try to price this product at around $100 for a full year of coaching. With that, we try to ensure that entrepreneurs who need the support can get it without worrying about the cash flow. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, thanks, Medea. Very clear story. Kind of mentor in a box within Unleash Your Breakthrough. Thanks all for listening. I will go back to Medea and give her the opportunity to summarize what we heard today. Medea, do you have a nice summary for us?
Yeah, 100%. Thank you, Tjeerd, for coordinating the questions. So, in conclusion, what I will give you to take with you from this session is that it's crucial to grasp how your internal processes drive your external success. To break through in 24, I invite you to take a moment to dive into the mechanisms behind your breakthroughs. Understand what happened, what worked well, what didn't. And then move from chance to purpose and become more intentional in the pursuit of your goals. And last but not least, ensure you have a healthy psyche, ensure you are grounded in your spirituality, and have the core skills needed to get your business to succeed. And let me wish you an amazing Christmas and a smashing 2024. So, thank you, everybody. Thanks, Tjeerd.
Thank you, Medea.